The Blue Butterfly, written by Ashtray Thief and read by Eos Rose. Summary: Jensen is the boss of the Chicago underworld, and he always gets what he wants. Unfortunately, the new dancer in his favorite establishment doesn't seem to know that.
Pleasure doing business with you, Mr. Ackles.
Jensen shook Pellegrino's hand and gave him a smile.
Pleasure is all mine.
It was just a truism, of course, and Pellegrino knew that, as did everybody else. But occasionally Jensen had to throw them a bone so they'd feel appreciated and respected and continued to not give him any hassle when it came to his business transactions. When Pellegrino and his posse had left, Jensen leaned back into the leather couch and signaled one of the waiters.
Johnny Walker Blue.
Chris, his lieutenant, plopped down next to him, cell phone pressed to his ear, just when Jensen's drink arrived. Chris ended his phone call with a short, "All right, then." And when Jensen raised his eyebrow questioningly, he gave him a nod.
All done.
Good.
They didn't say anything else. There was no need, really. The business part of the night was over. Now the entertainment could start. Jensen gave another signal, and the curtain from his private lounge was pulled back, and from the raised podium he had a clear view of the rest of the club. People were sitting around small tables, drinking, talking, or just staring entranced up at the stages that wound through the club like snakes. All along, dancers moving to the hard beat of the music. Sure, having his office in a strip club was a bit cliché, but Jensen enjoyed the view, and J.D., the owner of the Blue Butterfly, owed him big time. Besides, Jay worked here. It was fitting, really. Jay was without a doubt the most beautiful thing to ever walk the polished planks of this club. Scratch that. He was probably the most beautiful thing to ever walk the earth, just as impossibly exquisite and rare as the animal that gave the club its name. He was tall and broad-shouldered. His hair was too long, too wild, and he was walking with too much grace. It took Jensen's breath away. He couldn't get enough of Jay's eyes, color indeterminable, but oh so entrancing, and a smile that could light up the whole underworld of Chicago. Tonight he was wearing chaps, a vest, and a cowboy hat. Jensen still had to swallow every damn time when Jay started working the stage, strutting around and putting every inch of his muscled body on display. He dipped his head back, smiled at the crowd, and even from across the room, Jensen could make out the dimples cutting into his cheeks. The perks of being an alpha. Jensen wanted him. Period. Unfortunately, the first time Jensen had Chris bring him over, Jay had looked him up and down, gave him the sweetest smile, flashing the most lickable dimples ever, and said,
"I'm flattered, really, but I'm a dancer, not a hooker, so you'll have to get your playthings somewhere else."
He'd turned around, sashayed out of Jensen's lounge, swinging his pretty pert ass in the process, and Jensen had been too stunned to do something about it. Chris had raised an eyebrow.
"Want me to go after him, boss?"
Jensen had shaken his head.
"No. He's gonna warm my bed, he's gonna come because he wants to. I never forced anyone, and I'm not gonna start now."
The only problem was that Jensen never really needed to work for it. The name Jensen Ackles alone was enough to convince most people, whether out of awe or fear. Jensen didn't really like the latter, but he seldom went for scared entertainment anyway. His looks certainly helped as well, and he could be quite charming if he wanted to be, so getting this Jay into his bed shouldn't have to be a problem. Except for how it was. It didn't matter what kind of gifts Jensen sent backstage. Flowers, candy, a silk scarf. Jay just smiled at him and went about his business. It was quite frustrating. so Jensen stepped up his game. He talked to the other dancers, to the bartender he'd seen Jay chat with, and found out everything about the infatuating dancer he could. It wasn't much, because despite Jay having a boisterous and outgoing personality, he didn't reveal a lot about himself. But Jensen learned what his favorite candy was, what kind of music he liked to listen to, and the next time he sent a present to Jay's dressing room, it was gummy worms, the good European brand, and two tickets to Jay's favorite band coming to town the next day, a concert that had been sold out for months. When Jay left that evening, he didn't just walk past. He finally came up to Jensen. Chris knew to let him through, and Jay sat down next to Jensen, crossing his long legs and looking up at him with an indecipherable expression.
"So," he said.
"So,"
Jensen grinned.
"These tickets. There are two of them."
"Indeed."
Jay cocked his head.
"Does that mean I can only go if I go with you?"
That had, of course, been the plan, but Jensen could see that it wasn't really the way to go here.
"Oh, no," he said. "I'm busy tomorrow. But where's the fun in going to a concert alone?"
Jay eyed him suspiciously for a moment, not sure whether to believe him or not. And really, Jensen couldn't blame him. He was a mobster, after all. Before he leaned in, close enough that his lips almost brushed Jensen's cheek, and said, "I'll go, and I'll have a lot of fun, but you can't buy my affection, Ackles." Jensen turned his head, and they were so close their noses were not even a full inch apart.
"I know,"
Jensen said, and greedily inhaled Jay's scent, muted by the strong smell of the club, and something that could only be a mixture of deodorant, makeup, and hairspray. Jay's head snapped back as if he'd been slapped.
"Then why spend all this money on me?"
Jensen shrugged his shoulders in a slightly self-deprecating manner and swallowed down his disappointment at not getting a full whiff of Jay.
"Because every time I do, you smile at me. And if you haven't figured out that that smile of yours is worth more than all the money in the entire world, you haven't been paying attention, sweetheart."
Jay looked at him for a moment, before his lips pulled up at the corners and a hint of dimples appeared in his cheeks.
"I think I can live with that,"
he said softly, before he got up and walked away without turning around. Jensen wanted to bang his head against the table, but that would not have been fitting for a man of his position. It also wasn't really fitting for a stripper to lead him around by a leash on his dick, but Jensen would shoot anyone who'd ever dare to say something about that. Jensen didn't go back to the club for 2 days. He was indeed busy. A criminal empire didn't run itself. There were always deliveries to check up on, people to intimidate, officials to bribe, and then there was, of course, the occasional sinking of someone with a pair of new concrete shoes. And this weekend was especially busy. Monday night, he was ready to go home, get himself a glass of whiskey, and pass out on the couch to Craig Ferguson. So his home life was a bit pathetic. It was one of the downsides of being a mobster. You didn't have a lot of free time, not a lot of friends, and not a lot of time to relax. Instead of seeking the sanctuary of his home, though, he went to the Blue Butterfly. JD seemed surprised to see him. He was one of the best-informed people in the city. No wonder, really, because careless men tended to spill their secrets when faced with a pretty pair of tits or a tight ass. Jensen had just sat down when one of the waitresses came over and put a tumbler in front of him. "On the house," she said. Jensen raised his glass in JD's direction and got a nod in return.
"Ask your boss if he can do something else for me, will you, sweetheart?"
"And what's that?" the waitress asked.
"Oh, he knows,"
Jensen said, and took a sip of his Johnny Walker Blue.
Of course he does.
There was something in the waitress's voice that made Jensen look up. He eyed her closely, a pretty petite brunette, and she was smirking at him.
Keep up the good work, a few more months, and it might even get you somewhere, she said before she walked over to the bar.
So she knew. Well, it wasn't like Jensen had been aiming for subtle. Subtle wasn't really his style. At the bar, JD grinned in his direction and nodded at him. 15 minutes later, Jay entered the main stage in Jensen's favorite outfit. What could he say? As an original Texas boy, he had a thing for a guy in a hat and boots. Jensen leaned back and enjoyed the show. Fatigue was making his bones heavy, and he left immediately after Jay's show. Usually he'd stick around to watch Jay come out after his show, get a drink at the bar, and chat with people. But not tonight. Seeing Jay had settled the restlessness in him, and when Jensen got home, he fell into bed and slept for 12 hours straight. The next day, he went back to the club, but Jay wasn't dancing. He sent one of the servers to tell JD to send Jay on, but instead of a long, muscled body appearing on stage, JD came over to him.
"Sorry, Jensen," JD said. "Jay has today off. Even strippers need some downtime."
"Sure," Jensen nodded, but there was something shifty in JD's eyes. Gone so fast it was almost undetectable. Jensen took an inconspicuous sniff, flaring his nostrils and letting his alpha senses take in JD's scent. At first, there was the smell of sweat, stale booze, and stuffed air, one of the reasons he so rarely used his advanced olfactory senses. Then he smelled JD, a different flavor of fresh sweat, the scent of cigar, and his own personal woodsy smell laced with the slight sour note of fear. Jensen leaned back and smiled. He knew it wasn't a friendly one.
"Sit down, JD."
JD's eyes widened in fear, but he immediately complied, sitting down on the couch in front of Jensen.
"So, since we're such good friends, and I grace your club with my presence often enough to keep any unwanted clientele away, how about you tell me the real reason why Jay isn't dancing tonight?"
JD sighed and leaned back.
"Look, Jensen, you know I appreciate everything you've done for me, and still do, but Jay, I thought you weren't gonna force it."
"I'm not," Jensen said, because he really wasn't going to. "But I know he likes me, I can feel it. He's reluctant, wants to be wooed, and that's okay. He wants to play hard to get, fine with me. I'm a patient guy. But if there's something going on with him, if he's in any kind of trouble, I need to know."
JD took Jensen's tumbler and drank from it.
"He's not in trouble. Not really, anyway. And he asked me not to talk about it, so if you respect his wishes, you're gonna drop it. He's gonna be back in town for the weekend, so..."
"He left town?"
JD realized his mistake as soon as he made it, and he chuckled regretfully.
"Just don't tell him you got it from me. The boy will have my balls."
Jensen couldn't help but smile.
"What is it about that boy that makes everybody want to please him?"
This time JD smirked at him.
"You gotta ask."
Jensen shook his head, and it only occurred to him when JD was already on his way back to the bar that he might possibly have missed something just there, but he couldn't imagine what. It bugged him, because one of the things that had served Jensen so well all his life was his intuition. The weird feeling scratching at the back of his mind didn't disappear for the next couple of days. He couldn't help mulling over JD's words in his head,
but he also had no desire to go back to the Blue Butterfly. It seemed that as soon as Jay was gone, there was nothing drawing him back there. He fully planned to go back to the club on the weekend, but then the situation with his Florida suppliers completely blew up, and Jensen had to take a little trip down south. He was able to sort it out without much trouble, thankfully. Aldous and Misha had done really great prep, and when Chris and Jensen arrived, there wasn't much left to do except have a little chat with the people in charge. Half of them took up permanent residence in the Everglades, and the rest bowed and cowered and vowed never to disappoint Jensen again. When Jensen got back to Chicago, he went straight to the Blue Butterfly. The redhead was currently dancing on the main stage, and Jensen signaled JD for a bottle and Jay. He was not in the mood to be denied tonight. The bottle appeared in front of him mere seconds later, and when the waitress scurried away with barely a hint of a smile, Jensen knew his bad mood must have been showing on his face. As soon as the current number was done, Jay appeared on stage, and despite the electric current running through him immediately, Jensen relaxed. Jay was doing some sort of suit and tie number, peeling his long limbs out of the smooth black material. Jensen was pleased to see that Jay's eyes sought him out more often than usual. It made something warm spread out in his stomach and soothe the possessiveness that had no business rising up when it came to Jay in the first place. But then it had been a long time since Jensen had let his inner alpha out to play, and it was no wonder he was rearing his head more often. Maybe he should give Jim a call to get him some nice piece of Omega ass. Somehow he just couldn't be bothered to pick up the phone, not when he could watch Jay moving his body sinuously to the music. Jensen had come early enough to see both of Jay's shows, and for the next one, he came on the stage dressed only in a pair of jean overalls. His feet were bare and his hair was mussed, and he looked younger somehow, like an innocent boy from the country. His performance was playful, with a lot of his dimples showing, and it was as if Jensen suddenly got to see an entirely new side of Jay. He found he liked it very much. He also hoped Jay would like his new present. He'd had a chat with the redhead, Danny was her name, before he left for Florida, which had resulted in what was now lying on Jay's dresser, with an accompanying note. When Jay stormed out of the back entrance only 5 minutes later, eyes narrowed and waving the apparently offending item in his hand, Jensen guessed the answer was no. Okay, you know what? I've had it. Candy, clothes, flowers. Although, really, flowers? We're not living in the 40s anymore, you know. I've never said anything, but this is too fucking much. Jay threw the key at him, and only Jensen's quick reflexes saved him from getting a black eye.
"So you don't want a car?"
he asked, staying calm. Yelling probably wouldn't help the situation.
"I don't want a car from you," Jay almost spat out.
Jensen shrugged his shoulders, trying to stay nonchalant.
"Suit yourself. Only since the redhead told me her car broke down, the two of you have to take the L to work, and we all know how safe that is in the middle of the night. I thought it would be better for the two of you if you had a car. And since Danny said she isn't that fond of driving, I thought it would be better to give it to you."
Jensen stretched his hand out and dangled the key in front of Jay. He knew he was playing dirty, but he didn't really mind.
"For you and Danny," he said, and tried to keep the smugness out of his voice. Jay was still glowering, but just like Jensen had thought, he snatched the key back.
"This doesn't mean a goddamn thing, Ackles."
"Of course it doesn't. What would mean something, though, is if you'd go out with me."
"Excuse me?"
Jay stared at him incredulously.
Go out with me, Jensen said, putting on his most charming smile.
Jay didn't want to be his bed bunny? Fine. Jensen was prepared to date him, if that's what it took.
Jay shook his head, disbelief still in his widened eyes.
You've got to be kidding me.
With that, he turned around and sashayed off once more.
Wow, Chris said next to Jensen. I really think you're making progress, boss.
Shut up.
For the next few nights, Jay glowered at him, but when Jensen had sent a special delivery to his room, gummies in special flavors only available in Germany, he got an eye roll, which was definitely progress. Another bunch of concert tickets got him a reproachful look with a half dimple, and the meat lover pizza with extra pineapple and double cheese finally got him a smile. Jay walked past him on the way out, munching on a piece and eyed Jensen speculatively.
You know, it actually tastes better with plums, but pizza places don't have those.
The next evening, Jay came up to Jensen, pizza box clutched in his hands and a look of bliss on his face.
You gotta try this. It's delicious.
Jensen tried to smile.
I don't think so. Besides, it's for you, and after tonight's show, you need to eat.
Jay had really danced tonight, stripping on and with a chair, swirling that piece of furniture around, above him, beneath him, like it didn't weigh more than a feather. Suddenly, there were big brown eyes pleading with him, and a slice of pizza entered his vision. Jensen couldn't move, captivated by Jay's eyes, and there was no way he could do anything but bite into the pizza. A satisfied smirk broke out over Jay's face, and he leaned back while Jensen chewed.
Not too shabby, actually,
Jensen said, and he was surprised he actually meant it. It got him a smile from Jay, and wow, up close it was a whole different game. The force of it was almost blinding, and he had to physically restrain himself from leaning forwards and kissing the sun off his face. Jensen snapped himself back out of it, because since when did he wax lovey-dovey poetic about his future affairs? Jay was watching him with raised eyebrows, almost expectantly, but Jensen wasn't sure what he was waiting for.
Okay, then, Jay suddenly said and got up. He was still watching Jensen warily, but suddenly he seemed unsure, the usual cockiness gone from the way he carried himself.
Have a nice evening, then. Jay almost stumbled on the way down the few steps leading to Jensen's lounge, and Jensen had no idea what had thrown him off so suddenly. That evening, something changed, though. Jay smiled at him more, acknowledging him during every act. It was like he was dancing only for Jensen now, not caring about all the other eyes on him. Jensen found he had an increasingly hard time ignoring that Jay was not only dancing for him, but the reality of it was that everyone else in the club could see his miles of golden skin, could see him twist and bend, showing off every single muscle. It made his inner Elpha grumble and scratch and wet his claws. He just wanted to go up there and drag Jay back to his place, fuck him into his silk sheets, and then possibly shackle him to his bed and never let him go. And really, it was getting ridiculous. Jensen was getting attached before he'd even touched Jay. But Jay started thawing towards him. Whenever Jensen picked a particularly good present, be it a new tasty brand of gummies from somewhere exotic, or a new cashmere sweater, Jay came over. He sat down next to Jensen, never close enough to touch, though, ordered a Coke, and then talked to him. It was another surprise when Jensen discovered he enjoyed talking to Jay, because Jensen wasn't that kind of guy. His job kind of made it difficult to form the kind of relationship that seemed to be starting right now.
Getting close to people was not what mob bosses did, not what they were supposed to do. And Jensen certainly did not want to do it, but right now it seemed to be the only way to get Jay at all, and it seemed a small sacrifice to make. Besides, Jay was smart, sassy, and completely and totally unafraid of Jensen. Once, Jensen asked him why. Jay gave him that grin of his, the one that was half condescending, half surprised, and looked him dead in the eye. "I know guys like you, and I know that no matter what you want to do to me, at the end of the day, I'll still be standing. It doesn't matter that I have to take my clothes off to make money. It doesn't matter that people have stupid stereotypical ideas about me. I'll still get where I want to go, and no one, not even the boss of Chicago, is gonna stop me." Jensen leaned forward, couldn't stop himself from getting closer to Jay.
"There's nothing I'm gonna stop you from. I don't know what you think I'm gonna do to you, but I promise you, I'm gonna give you the world."
And Jensen realized it was the truth. Jay leaned back again, wrinkling his forehead. "I'm not gonna dance forever. I want to go to college."
"Great,"
Jensen said, not missing a beat. He could see Jay sitting in his big bed, askew glasses on his nose and poring over some thick textbooks, wearing just one of Jensen's dress shirts. Not that it would fit him in reality, but a guy could dream.
"I'm sure you'd do very well. What do you want to study?"
"Veterinary medicine," Jay said, face still slightly guarded. Jensen regarded him for a moment, had to admit to himself he hadn't ever considered Jay in a context like that. But then he rarely imagined Jay anywhere else than in his bed, on his couch, or on his kitchen counter. But Jay's big, gentle hands, wrapping so careful and deliberate around a glass, and the soft look in his eyes when he talked to some of the other dancers sometimes.
"You're the kind of guy to take in strays, aren't you?"
Jay gave him a grin, but there was hurt in the corners of his eyes.
"I am,"
Jensen nodded.
"Does the hole you live in have a garden? Because if you won't accept me paying for a new apartment for your sake, maybe you'll accept it for the sakes of all the dogs you could have."
"What makes you think I'd have dogs?"
"You're a dog person,"
Jensen answered, finally completely sure of himself when it came to Jay. His intuition, which usually deserted him when it came to the dancer, was back. The corners of Jay's mouth twitched, as if he wanted to suppress a smile, but in the end he let it shine.
"No," he said, "I'm not accepting an apartment from you. But tomorrow I will bring you a present."
Jensen smiled. He smiled for the rest of the evening, as a matter of fact. He was still smiling when he woke up, because finally he was making progress. His smile turned into a scowl when Jay gave him his present. "His name is Harley. He's the sweetest dog on earth, but he has been trained as a guard dog, so he will protect you and your home. His former family couldn't handle his size anymore when he grew so big, so they dumped him on the side of the road. He will be very happy with you." Jay had turned around without waiting for an answer, and the large brown dog, Jensen had no idea what kind of breed he was, had come closer and looked at him with big eyes, tongue lolling out. Jensen had handed the leash over to Chris and told him to get the dog to his house. He had no idea if Kim knew anything about dogs, but if there was one thing about his housekeeper, he knew that she could handle anything she put her mind to. When he got home, he found that Kim had already fallen in love with Harley, and Jensen had to admit it was kind of nice to have the dog as a soothing presence dozing on the carpet in front of the TV. It was even nicer to have the dog around when, two nights later, Harley started barking in the middle of the night, way before Jensen's security team had picked up on the intruders.
His men made short work of his would-be assassins, but it may have been more difficult if Harley hadn't sounded the alarm first. Besides, the dog had jumped into the fray without fear and brought at least one attacker down with his teeth. Jensen ordered Kim to cook a giant steak as a reward, and when Harley whined at him the next time he wanted up on the couch, Jensen let him. When he told Jay about Harley's heroics a day later, the dancer's face lit up with a giant smile. There wasn't only happiness, but also a deep kind of satisfaction in it. Jensen didn't know why he had such a hard time in the beginning figuring Jay out, but it seemed he was finally getting a read on him. There was still something off about him, something undefinable that drew Jensen to him like a moth to the flame. But he was sure it was only the appeal of the shiny thing he couldn't have, and it would be gone as soon as he would finally get to fuck Jay. Except he continued to talk to Jay, and the more he did, the more he was drawn in by the intriguing dancer. Jay had no problem sharing his views on movies and music, talk about the books he'd read and his love for animals, but he never talked about his family, where he was from, or how he'd ended up at JD's. Jensen tried to prod, carefully, stealthily, but Jay either ignored him or looked at him with raised eyebrows, his whole body language telling Jensen to back off. It was a couple of weeks later when Jay once again didn't show up for work. JD was evasive, like the last time, but Jensen could smell the fear and the concern when he used his alpha senses. "JD," he said, and he did nothing to hide the alpha snarl in his voice. "You're gonna tell me right the fuck now what the matter with Jay is, because I can see he's in trouble and I don't care about his stupid pride. I'm not gonna let him get hurt." JD swallowed visibly before he finally nodded. "Yeah, it's just... damn it, Jared has some serious debts with bad people. I vouched for him that he'd work it off here, but when he called today, I could tell something happened." "Jared, that's his name?" Jensen asked. He'd been pretty sure that Jay was a stage name, but he was glad it seemed to be close to the original. It fit. JD hesitated for a second before he said, "Jared Padalecki, that's the name that should be in the books." "Well, a loan shark debt was a nasty thing, but it didn't have to be a problem." "Debts with people in this city?" Jensen asked, and JD nodded again. "Donnie O'Hare." Jensen grinned. "Good old Donnie. I've been meaning to have a chat with him for a while." "Jensen, don't be stupid," JD said, voice dropping low. "I know you have the hots for Jared. Hell, I love the kid. But this could give the Irish the excuse to finally start a war against you." Jensen just snorted. "Now who's being stupid? The Irish have other problems than the business of one little loan shark. Besides, you know that I always come out on top." With that, he turned around and left a still skeptical JD standing behind the bar. Huh. Maybe Jensen was losing his touch if his reputation was that weak. Time to set an example. He found Donnie O'Hare in one of the pubs downtown where he was holding court in a dingy back room. O'Hare was sufficiently surprised, but didn't seem to be too scared. Well, Jensen would change that. "Donnie O'Hare," he said, friendly smile with a sharp edge in place. "Just the man I wanted to see." O'Hare leaned back and looked at Jensen curiously. "Jensen Ackles, in the flesh, what brings you to my humble abode?" "Well, your famous Irish hospitality, for one thing. The debt of one Jared Padalecki for another." "Jared Padalecki," O'Hare said, dragging the name out. "You want to buy his debt?
He's a mighty fine piece of ass, so you're not the first. But I can't do it.
Jensen sat down in front of O'Hare and fixed him with a hard stare.
Why not?
O'Hare shrugged and gave him a lecherous smile.
That boy has a lot of debt and not a lot of time. As soon as it's up, he's mine. He's gonna be a gold mine, so no, I'm not selling his debt.
I wasn't really asking, you know, Jensen said casually.
O'Hare's eyes narrowed, and for the first time, Jensen could smell that sour note of fear. The little omega slut spreading his legs for you, Ackles? That why you care suddenly?
Either way, I don't care, O'Hare snapped. You're not my boss, and you have no power here, so sod off.
Omega. Jared was an omega. That explained so much and so little at the same time. It was something to think about later, though. First, he had to deal with the vermin in front of him. Jensen slowly pulled his gun out of his shoulder holster and pointed it at O'Hare. Chris and Misha came in through the door, their own guns drawn and pointed at O'Hare's goons.
Let's make this simple, Jensen said, keeping his voice light. I'm an honest businessman, so I'm prepared to pay you Jared's debt as it is owed now, not a penny more. If you don't accept that, I will shoot you in the face while my men shoot your men. Then we will paint this room red with your blood, and Jared will be mine anyway. And if you think your boss and what he could do to me scares me, you're sadly mistaken. Especially since your boss has bigger problems than your whining. Problems I can help him with. So?
O'Hare glared defiantly at him, but the smell of fear got stronger.
My boss will never pick a stranger over his own blood.
Jensen cocked his head.
You're wrong. He already did. Turns out when I offered to take care of his problem with the Russians, he told me I could do whatever I like with you.
Jensen knew that his grin was pure feral alpha. Could see it in the way O'Hare cowered back in his seat. He pushed up and leaned over the table, gun resting on the wooden surface. He wouldn't need it.
I can smell your fear.
His voice was nothing more than a whisper, but O'Hare trembled. When his fist connected with O'Hare's face, he made no effort to keep his alpha down. He let it out, this feral side of him that had served him so well on his rise to power. He shouldn't have locked it up for so long. Look where it got him. People not cowering in fear anymore. An omega going unnoticed. Things would have to change. And he'd start right now. Later, Chris checked the books, and Jensen wrote a check. He was still a businessman. He still paid the agreed amounts. He wasn't sure if O'Hare would survive to take it, but he didn't really care. He had more important things to deal with. Chris and Misha were perfectly capable of dealing with the Russians on their own, so Jensen was free to drive to the outskirts of town, where Jared lived in a tiny apartment in a house that looked like it would crumble at the teeniest wisp of wind. He had to knock on the door several times before he heard soft footsteps from inside. He didn't really want to touch anything in this mold-infested shithole, and he vowed that Jared wouldn't spend a single second longer in here, no matter what the stubborn Omega said. The door creaked open, and Jared peered out at him over the chain.
"What are you doing here?"
he asked, but Jensen didn't answer. Instead, he pressed the door open, the old chain creaking and breaking. Jared stepped out of the way in the last second before the door flew open, and Jensen walked inside. Jared wasn't surprised. Of course he wasn't. It wasn't a secret that Jensen was an alpha. And with his own heightened sense of smell, Jared would be able to scent just how strong the line was in Jensen. He turned around to look at the Omega,
and he had to clench his fists not to punch a hole into the wall. Jared's cheek was red and swollen, a slight purple bruise starting to appear under his eyes.
"Goddamn fuckers,"
he ground out, and carefully reached out to touch Jared's cheek, but Jared flinched back.
"I asked you a question,"
Jared said, tone hard and biting, crossing his arms over his chest while his posture was screaming, "Go away." Jensen drew in a deep breath, and now, for the first time, he could smell the sweet scent of Omega. It was soft, almost unnoticeable, and he guessed he could only smell it because he was inside Jared's apartment, where his scent would be strongest.
"I wanted to make sure you're okay, that O'Hare didn't do anything bad to you. Now that I see you, I should have ripped out the fucker's fingers."
Jared's eyes widened in surprise.
"How do you... did J.D. tell you?"
"Don't be mad at him, sweetheart. I didn't really leave him a choice." Jared shook his head.
"Just when I started to think you might be sincere."
Jensen narrowed his eyes.
"I am, but I'll be damned if I let someone hurt you, just because you're too proud to ask for help. And before you bitch about it, yes, I paid off your debt, and no, you can't pay me back."
"You can't do that," Jared was shouting now. "I won't belong to you or anyone else ever."
"Relax," Jensen said, trying to keep his own anger down so he could make his voice soothing. "I didn't buy your debt. I paid it off. You're free. No strings attached."
Jared eyed him suspiciously.
"Just like that? You want nothing in return."
Jensen didn't keep his alpha out of his voice when he replied. Now that he knew what Jared was, he wasn't above playing dirty.
"Oh, I want a lot of things. But what I want the most is you wanting to give them to me. I won't take anything you're not willing to give."
Jared shook his head.
"You're an alpha and a mobster. I don't get it." "Well, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, sweetheart. I thought a stripping Omega College aspirant would know that."
Jensen couldn't suppress a smile at Jared's outraged face, but then his expression shifted and his lips widened into a rueful smile.
"I guess you're right, but I'm still saying no."
Jared's voice was deep and smooth, and even though he was essentially telling Jensen no, he was still smiling, body language saying, "Well, hello there." It was part of the Omega allure, getting them whatever they wanted, even if it meant leaving other people unsatisfied. It explained so many things, and yet Jensen had to wonder again how he hadn't picked up on it earlier.
"You've gotta tell me one thing, though," he said, stepping into Jared's space.
The Omega froze, breathing going shallow, and Jensen couldn't help but lean in and sniff at Jared's neck.
"How come I couldn't smell you before?"
Jared shivered.
"Suppressants. They help with the stupid assholes and keep the heat away. But I thought you knew. Your smell is so potent, you're such a strong alpha, and you were going after me so hard, I..."
Jensen drew back and looked into Jared's eyes, all of a sudden wide and confused and lost. So that was why Jared had been so reluctant. He thought Jensen wanted nothing more than an Omega fuck toy. The idea wasn't that far-fetched. Omegas were as rare as alphas, genetically unexplainable mutations with their own sets of powers and strengths. Where alphas were strong and fast with heightened senses, Omegas were different, but in their own way just as strong. They were graceful and had a control over their bodies that most professional ballet dancers couldn't achieve. They weren't necessarily more beautiful, but there was something about the air with which they carried themselves, their soft scent, that drew people in, a glint in their eyes that made people want to please them and give them whatever they wanted. In their own way, Omegas could be just as manipulative as Alphas. They were also the perfect companions in bed. Their heat, if unsuppressed, made them willing and pliant, and the male's ability to get slick made a lot of things easier. Especially in the criminal underworld, Omegas were a highly sought-after commodity, and the fact that Jared was still free said a lot about him.
"I had no idea," Jensen said,
looking at Jared with all the sincerity he could.
"There was something about you that drew me in, but I didn't know that you were an Omega. And I didn't care. You're strong and beautiful, smart and so courageous. You being an Omega is just icing on the cake."
Jared shook his head.
"You're lying."
"I'm not," Jensen said, struggling to keep the frustration out of his voice.
"Go on a date with me. Just dinner. No strings attached."
Jared kept looking at him disbelievingly, and Jensen sighed.
"Okay, no date then. How about a meeting at the park? I'll bring Harley and you guys can throw a frisbee or something. We can eat a hot dog. You can even pay for that yourself if it makes you feel better. And I'll have you home before it gets dark. Deal?"
Jared was still eyeing him skeptically, but now he actually nodded.
"Okay, I must be crazy, but okay."
Jensen couldn't help but smile. Finally.
"Great. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock at the east entrance of Jefferson Park."
Jared mumbled something about stupid green eyes and giving in while he closed the door behind Jensen. Jensen's smile widened. He had known that Jared wasn't unaffected, and he didn't care how long it would take to get Jared to actually touch him. He was a patient man. Jensen was a patient man. But really, Jared Padalecki was such an infuriating, stubborn Omega, it would bring the strongest man to his knees. They had started meeting at the park almost daily, eating hot dogs or kebabs, and while Jared played endlessly with Harley, Jensen took care of business over the phone. Over food, they'd talk, and Jared slowly warmed to him. But it took Jensen almost 2 weeks to get the Omega to tell him about his debts.
"It was my brother, okay? He meant well, but sometimes he doesn't think."
Jared was staring off into the distance and absently patting Harley's head. Jensen held perfectly still, not wanting to mess this up.
"Our mom got sick, and we didn't have any money for the bills. Jeff was up here in Chicago, and he'd told me he knew a guy he could get the money from. Of course, the interest rate was a ripoff, and Jeff couldn't pay it back. I worked at a diner back home, and I came here when I had the money together. But when I got here, the debt had doubled, because Jeff had tried to get out of it by gambling, and Donnie O'Hare had bought the bond. When he saw me and figured out what I was, he said the only way to get an extension for the loan was if I'd take over. So in case of non-payment, he'd have something valuable in return. It was either that or Jeff ending up dead." Jensen suppressed a growl. He might deal in weapons and drugs and occasionally kill people, but he left innocent people alone and preying on the weak like that? It was disgusting and pathetic. "J.D. was friends with my dad way back when," Jared continued, still looking out into the park. "He vouched for me to get more time so I could actually pay back. Donnie was pissed, but J.D. is J.D., so he accepted. And it wouldn't have been a problem, except Mom's car broke down and she needed money immediately. I was a bit short last month, and Donnie loved every opportunity to remind me what was waiting for me." Jensen closed his eyes and remembered the blood running over O'Hare's face and the crunching sound of his nose breaking. "Well, he won't bother you anymore,"
Or anyone else, for that matter.
Jared nodded and finally looked at him, the smallest hint of a smile tugging at his lips.
Thanks, he said, and Jensen realized belatedly that his only answer was grinning like an idiot. He forced his expression back to something more serious, but Jared was grinning at him.
You know, when you smile, you look really nice. Almost cute, even.
I'm not cute. I'm an alpha, Jensen growled out. Because really, mob bosses were not cute, especially alpha ones.
Jared's eyes darkened, and he sucked in a deep breath.
Yeah, you are.
Before Jensen could do something stupid, like kiss Jared silly or drag him into the nearest bushes, Jared shot up from the bench and nervously dragged a hand through his hair.
It's getting late. I should go. See you tomorrow.
Jared hurried off, Harley barking sadly after him. Jensen patted the dog soothingly.
Don't worry. He'll come back.
He did, and while hanging out at the park was great, Jensen's fingers itched to touch Jared. He wanted to feel him, see all of him, bury his dick in his tight heat, and just do all kinds of things to Jared that he probably shouldn't tell him beforehand. But he wanted Jared to be the one to take the next step, and it was only a week later that Jared took a deep breath and looked at Jensen with determination.
Okay, dinner.
Jensen gazed back levelly and weighed his options. Jared's eyes had been following him more and more. He'd been sitting closer to him on the bench, and he didn't flinch when their hands brushed. Jared wanted him bad, and Jensen would be damned if he wouldn't get him.
Dinner, he said. Friday, 8 o'clock, my place. I'm cooking, you bring the beer.
Jared looked at him, probably too surprised by Jensen's offer to cook to object to the location.
You can cook?
Bingo. Well, Jensen didn't get where he was with only guns and muscles.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I can't do some fancy 3-course meal, but I cook a mean steak.
Jared unconsciously licked his lips.
Steak sounds good. All right, then.
Jensen took Harley's leash and walked off before Jared could change his mind. Friday night came, and Jared was on time, a 6-pack of Sam Adams under his arm. He took in Jensen's apartment, nothing too big, but not exactly small either, and he did have a very expensive entertainment center, and then followed Jensen into the kitchen. He watched him puttering around and putting the finishing touches on the roasted potatoes.
When's your birthday? Jared suddenly asked.
Jensen looked over to him, leaning against the kitchen counter.
Why, you want to buy me a present?
Jared grinned.
Well, every cook needs an apron. How about a checkered one? Or a frilly white one? Or maybe it should say, hiding the big guns.
Jared laughed and ducked when Jensen threw a kitchen towel at him.
Don't you dare, or we'll see how you like it when I actually get them out.
Jared swallowed and suddenly froze. Jensen couldn't let such a perfect opportunity slide, and he purposefully walked over to Jared.
I'd really like to know which guns you were thinking about.
You would, wouldn't you? Jared said, trying to sound aloof, but his voice was a bit too breathless.
I'll figure it out sooner or later, Jensen said, and stepped into Jared's space. I'm a patient man. I have time.
Jared swallowed and leaned in.
You're a mobster. My debt is paid. As soon as I have enough money saved up, I'm out of here and going to college in the fall.
Okay, Jensen said, and put a hand on Jared's hip.
I'll never strip again.
Jared's voice was quivering slightly, and Jensen nosed at his neck. There, where his pulse was beating frantically beneath his soft skin.
Didn't like them looking at you anyway.
Jensen's Elpha was purring in satisfaction at the knowledge that no one else would get to ogle Jared ever again. He felt Jared's hands come to rest on his shoulders, one of them holding on tight while the other one pushed into the short hair at the nape of his neck, pulling Jensen in closer.
I won't go to college here. Want to go somewhere warm.
Jensen softly started nibbling on Jared's neck, sliding his mouth over warm skin to the collar of Jared's shirt, and then pushing his nose under the thin fabric.
I won't stop you, he murmured into Jared's skin,
and the hand on his shoulder gripped him tighter.
You can do whatever you want, baby. I told you, I'm gonna give you the world. And if you wanna go to fucking Australia to study, I'll pay for the flight.
Jared let out a tiny sob then, a broken sound, and pulled Jensen's face up to kiss him. His lips were just as soft as Jensen had imagined them to be, and when he flicked his tongue into Jared's mouth, the honey-sweet taste of Omega exploded across his taste buds, and he couldn't suppress a moan. It was too good, too much, to finally have Jared in his arms. Feeling that strong body writhing against him, Jared's mouth moving against his own. And then Jared pulled back, but before Jensen could protest, Jared took his hand and tugged.
Petrum, now!
Jensen followed eagerly, and then took the lead, kissing Jared again, and together they stumbled through the apartment. Thank fuck he knew the way by heart, and they reached his bed in no time without bumping into anything. When Jared pulled his shirt off without his usual finesse, staring at Jensen hungrily, and said, "You too," Jensen could do nothing but comply. He took off his sweater, and Jared went instantly back to kissing him, frantically ripping his shirt off, and then Jared's large hands were on his naked skin, trailing urgently over his chest and back. Jensen moaned again and finally got his hands into Jared's hair. It was soft under his fingers, and when he couldn't help himself and tugged, Jared's eyes flew open and he breathed out a low, "Fuck." Jensen drank it in, every noise he made, every shiver that ran through his body, while he pushed Jared back onto the bed, opening his pants in the process. Finally, he was the one to take off all Jared's clothes, and he pulled down Jared's jeans viciously. The scent of Omega intensified, and Jensen groaned when he realized that Jared must already be wet. Wet for him, for Jensen, because he wanted this just as much as Jensen did. He wrestled the pants off, taking holy socks with them in the process, and then Jared was lying spread out on his bed, only wearing a pair of worn black briefs, his dick straining against the dark fabric, chest heaving with heavy breaths, and his eyes dark with want. For a moment, Jensen was jarred by how right Jared looked there, how much he belonged, before he managed to move again. He crawled on top of Jared, but his Omega snorted and pushed at his chest, rolling them around and hovering over Jensen. I said you too, he muttered, and scooted down on the bed, his face coming incredibly close to Jensen's dick. Jensen let his head fall back on the mattress and took deep, steadying breaths. His dick was hard enough to pound nails, the telltale pressure already noticeable at the base of his dick. If he watched Jared now, he'd never last. Nimble fingers opened his pants, brushing against his dick way too shortly, and then Jared pulled on his pants. Jensen lifted his hips to help him, and with the ease of long-time training, Jared quickly pulled shoes and socks off together with the pants before nosing his way up the inside of Jensen's leg. He stopped just at the edge, pressing a kiss to Jensen's thigh right where his briefs ended, before going higher, pressing soft kisses to the fabric covering Jensen's dick. It was so good, yet not enough, and Jensen gripped the sheets tightly. Jared obviously wanted to run the show, and even though Jensen's Elpha screamed inside of him to be let out, to put Jared on his stomach and plow his perky ass through the mattress, Jensen clenched his sheets and took a deep breath. Jared thought he was different, and Jensen wouldn't disappoint him. Jared reached the crown of his dick and hummed, warm breath ghosting over the wet tip where pre-cum was oozing constantly from the slit. Jared licked at him and moaned appreciatively. Jensen tightened his grip and heard the sound of tearing fabric.
"Jensen," Jared asked, voice slightly strained but also teasing. "Are you ruining your own sheets?" "Be glad I don't ruin anything else."
"Look at me." It was a command, spoken soft but sure, and while his alpha roared inside of him, Jensen opened his eyes and peered down at Jared. He was looking at Jensen, eyes glinting darkly up at him from under the hair hanging in his face, and his lips darkened and slick with spit. It was a miracle Jensen hadn't creamed his pants already.
"I appreciate it, I really do," Jared said, voice rough now, but still with that inviting lilt in it. "But if there's a time I'm on board with you going all alpha on me, it would be now."
It took Jensen a second to understand what Jared was saying, what he was really saying, but then he was in motion, letting the growl that had been growing in his chest out in a low and menacing sound, and reached for his Omega. He had Jared pinned under him the next second, biting at his neck, not wasting a second to mark him.
"Be careful what you wish for,"
Jensen said, and licked over the quickly reddening bite mark. Jared's legs came around his waist and he grinned devilishly.
"Bring it."
Jensen grinned back at Jared before he ripped his boxers off. The old material gave way easily enough, but Jensen couldn't enjoy the sight of naked Jared fully because a hand whacked him over the head.
"Hey, no destroying my underwear. I don't have a lot. And if you tell me you'll just buy me new ones, I'm leaving right now."
Jared tried to look stern, but the corners of his mouth curving upwards belied his words. So Jensen wrapped a hand around Jared's dick and bent down again to nibble unconcerned at his Omega's lips.
"If you think I'm gonna let you go, you have another thing coming. And I don't mean geographically. You can live wherever you want, but you will always be mine."
He gave Jared's dick a few more strokes before possessively cupping his balls.
"Mine."
He let his hand glide deeper where Jared was already damp and pushing against his hand, and he slid two fingers between his ash cheeks, rubbing firmly over his hole.
"All mine."
"Not yet," Jared ground out, digging his fingers into Jensen's back.
"You talk big game, but I... Oh, Jesus fucking Christ!"
Jensen agreed, but he couldn't get out the words. Pushing inside of Jared, it was so much better than he'd imagined. It had been a long time since he'd been with an Omega anyway, but there was just something about Jared, something that made them fit together like jigsaw pieces. Jared was so tight around him, and yet he opened up perfectly, and Jensen could slide in until his balls were resting against Jared's ass. Then Jared moved, raising his hips, and pleasure shot through Jensen.
"Move,"
Jared ordered, and even though Jensen's alpha bristled, he once again obeyed. The sounds Jared was making were worth it. A sharply drawn-in breath when Jensen pulled out, and a loud moan when he pushed all the way inside, fucking Jared as hard as he could. His hips were slapping against Jared's ass, and the sound of flesh on flesh joined those of their moans. Jared moved with him, his feet finding purchase on the bed, and he lifted his hips to meet Jensen's at every stroke, bringing them together harder and deeper. They were both breathing harshly, and Jensen felt sweat gather at the nape of his neck, while Jared's hair was wet with it. Jared's hands were still roaming his body, touching everywhere he could reach, and when Jensen pushed up on his knee to get in even deeper, blunt fingernails dug painfully into his ass,
There, right there, Jared panted out, eyes closed in pure bliss.
Jensen found the angle again, and Jared's moans got louder, echoing off the walls, and each one shot straight through Jensen, making him high with the pleasure. The need to knot Jared, to tie him to him, was overpowering, and Jensen felt his knot swell slowly, catching on Jared's rim slightly before sliding in. Jared gripped him even tighter, and from the sharp pain, Jensen was pretty sure he drew blood, but it didn't matter, because Jared was staring up at him, eyes wide open and pupils completely blown.
Come on, give it to me.
Jensen leaned down, grinding his hips more than pumping, and mouthed at Jared's collarbone.
Gotta tell me what you want, baby.
Jared groaned and got a hold of the short hairs at the back of Jensen's neck. He pulled Jensen's head up and looked him in the eyes, glaring at him.
You're not. You want me. You gotta do it right. Trust me, baby, I will. Just needed to make sure you want it too.
Jared huffed and tugged at his neck. Jensen leaned down willingly, and their lips came together, soft and careful for a calm second in their otherwise rough mating. Because that's what it was, Jensen realized belatedly. And really, why he hadn't thought about this sooner was a mystery to him.
Gonna make you mine now, he said against Jared's mouth. No matter where you go, you'll always be mine.
Jared caught Jensen's bottom lip between his teeth and tugged playfully.
Even when I'm in Australia? Even then, Jensen promised, and pulled out almost all the way.
Jared hissed when the half-inflated knot came free, but that was nothing compared to the scream of pure pleasure he let out when Jensen pushed inside him again. The pressure was so tight, for a moment Jensen feared he was going to pass out from how good it felt. And then his knot grew further, making Jensen feel as if his whole body was on fire. He helplessly ground his hips against Jared, needing more, needing to be closer, unable to pull out and disconnect them, being tied to Jared the only thought on his mind. Jared was lifting his hips frantically now, pulling Jensen down to bite at his mouth. The pressure low in his belly and in his knot grew, his whole body tensing and pulling tight like a bowstring, and with his last shred of concentration, he managed to press in deeper, right against that spot deep inside his omega, and Jared's head flew back. He clamped down hard around Jensen when he came, dick spurting his cum all over his own belly, and Jensen's inner alpha howled in victory. It sent Jensen over the edge, the pressure expanding to the point of painfulness, until it finally exploded, and waves of pleasure shook his whole body while his dick pumped his cum deep into Jared's body, marking him from the inside out. When his orgasm slowly subsided, he was lying mostly on top of Jared, his nose buried in the dip above his collarbone. Jared was lying beneath him, heartbeat still slightly elevated, but breathing back to normal, and was absent-mindedly dragging his fingers up and down Jensen's spine. Jensen's dick was still buried deep within Jared, still pumping cum into his body. All in all, it felt fantastic. There was only one thing that was bugging him.
You're not really going to Australia, are you?
Jared laughed.
No, not really. That's good then, Jensen said, and relaxed again on Jared's chest, drawing lazy circles with his fingers over Jared's hip bone.
Jared snuggled deeper into the pillows and shifted his hips a bit, pushing a different patch of skin under Jensen's hand. Jensen peered down to remember that spot.
Yeah,
Jared drawled out the words slow like molasses, like they only did down south.
Texas should be far enough.
Texas? Jensen had known that Jared would be perfect in every way.
My family's down there.
Jared's voice was steady, but there was something in it. Jensen was so attuned to his Omega now, he had no problem figuring out what it was. A mix of apprehension and defiance.
"Well, you're too old to live with your mama, and no offense, but I'd like to have the place to ourselves whenever I visit, so I can make you scream as loud as I want. So, are you going to let me get you an apartment?"
Jared was silent for a moment.
Then, "You really... I mean..."
Jensen put a finger to Jared's lips.
"I meant what I said before."
"Oh, okay then." Jared's breath gusted warmly over his fingers, and Jensen couldn't help but lean up and kiss him.
"So, was that a yes?"
Jared rolled his eyes, but grinned.
"Yes, if you must, you can get me an apartment. But nothing outrageous or fancy, just 2 bedrooms and close to a park."
"Deal," Jensen said, and gripped Jared tight before he rolled them around. The maneuver tugged on his knot, still seated inside of Jared, and it made them both moan. When Jensen caught his breath again, he threaded his hand in Jared's hair and smiled.
"I'm finally gonna have an excuse to buy a private jet," he said, and Jared's head whipped up lightning fast.
"You what?" Jensen laughed quietly and pressed a kiss to Jared's forehead.
"Well, I do plan to visit you occasionally. And then there is the Mile High Club."
The end. This has been a recording of The Blue Butterfly, written by Ashtray Thief and read by Eos Rose.